You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here representing UAS Student Activities at the University of Alaska Southeast. Welcome, Juliet Aldridge. Hello.
Thank you. Hello. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today out of the stormy weather. So tell me about UAS Student Activities.
Sure. We are an office on campus, and I have probably seven active employees, along with a board of 20 or so volunteers that vote and work to do fun events and programming on campus to not just students, but also to the broader Juno community. So it's a pretty vibrant group of kids. It's a fun time.
Excellent. And what do you like about working in this office? Is it, it's all play and no work, right?
You could say that. You know, some days are more work than others, but most of the time, it's really wonderful working with such a really great group of kids that really want to bring a vibrant community to campus, and they do a great job.
Today you've come to tell us about a concert that's happening tomorrow, Friday night. The band is Compass and Cavern. How did this event come about?
Absolutely. Compass and Cavern is one concert in a number of Alaskan Airlines student concert series events that we do on campus. So tomorrow we're flying them in thanks to Alaska Airlines. And it's two band members, and they are this upbeat, alternative rock, fun. They do great covers. They do some Disney music. They do Mamma Mia.
Always a crowd pleaser, yes.
They've got some great originals of their own. But when my students heard their music, they voted to bring them to campus. And so our students vote on all of the acts that they want. And so all of the acts that we fly in are based on demand.
And it's not just for students. It's open to the public.
Absolutely.
And it's free.
It's free to everyone, not just students, but also community members.
And is it going to be on campus?
It is. It's going to be at the UAS Recreation Center, which is right across the street from the main campus.
Okay, cool. This is part of the Alaska Airlines concert series. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. They're not just concerts. So we do a wide range of activities with this concert series. So last month we did a murder mystery where we flew in a group of actors. And obviously we've got the concert tomorrow. Next week, next Friday night, we are bringing in a stand-up comedian, M.K. Paulson. Coming up in March, right after spring break, we're bringing in Bumiwa.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've got like a really robust roster of events. And so it's just really great to like be able to offer something so unique to our isolated campus.
And are all the acts selected or voted on by the students?
They are. They are.
That's great.
We get together once a semester to vote on the next semester's acts.
And how do you make your choices? Or do you start with a big list and narrow it down?
Yeah, absolutely. Students will submit things throughout the semester, and we'll collect them on sticky notes and in various ways.
The high-tech storage solution.
So high tech. And then come, you know, end of March, we get together. We put YouTube up on a big screen in a classroom and play clips from bands. We listen to stand-up routines. We kind of do what we can to, like, learn about them. And then on an app on our phone, on a sliding scale, vote on each one. And then I go through, and if, you know, the highest scores are for Beyonce and I can't afford to bring Beyonce, I'll skip over that one.
See what else is on the list.
And yeah, so it's all like what I can afford, the best I can offer them with what we have to offer. So it usually rounds out really nicely.
Are they pretty excited about Compass and Cavern?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. We've been singing a lot of Mamma Mia.
Will there be an opening act, or is it just the feature?
There is no opening act. It's just the feature.
Okay.
Doors open at 6:45, and then the show will probably kick off around 7:15 or 7 o'clock Juno time.
Yes. And is it an all-ages show?
It is. It is completely open to all ages. It's probably PG if you're going to give it a movie rating.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It should be.
That's tomorrow night on UAS campus at the Rec Center. And what other activities from your office would you like to highlight? Anything else that's coming up that you want to mention while you're here?
Well, definitely the comedian next week. M.K. Paulson, he is a riot if you've never heard of him. Give him a look up on YouTube. And or he's got a website that has hilarious pictures of him posting. It's a blog where he found a burrito and is posing like a newborn baby. And so look him up. He's going to be here next week. It's also a part of the Alaskan Airlines student concert series. After that, March 20th, we're bringing in Bumiwa. That one is hosted with Sea Alaska in partnership and Alaska Airlines series, of course. And so they're going to be a pretty big six-person show. Mm-hmm. After that, We have a unique one. We're bringing in an artist, kind of like caricatures, but of your behind.
What?
It's so wholesome. It's the most wholesome thing. She just does full portraits from behind, and then you kind of are looking over your shoulder in the character. So that'll be for our spring carnival in April.
That's not what I first imagined when you said it, but that sounds great. Is there anywhere online where we can see a list of what's coming up for student activities?
Yeah. So we have a UAS Juno campus calendar. So it's always a great place to go and look and just scroll through and see everything that's happening on campus. And then we're also mostly on Facebook, unless it's an event that is closed to just students. You can find all of them on Facebook and our UAS student activities page as well.
All right. Well, Juliet Aldridge, thanks so much for coming in today. UAS Student Activities, it was great to check in with you and to hear about all the fun stuff you guys have coming up. Is there anything else you want to mention while you're here today?
No, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Should we listen to a little Compass and Cavern?
Let's do it.
Here's Good Enough.